Tax reform advocates say Connecticut needs better tax credits to help middle-class and working-class families. Emily Byron is with Connecticut Voices for Children. She says federal tax credits distributed during the pandemic proved the government can make life easier for the working class.
And then a few short months later, we see the exact opposite. Connecticut families are left in a pre-pandemic normalcy that feels unbearable, all because the state's work is incomplete.
Speakers at a forum held by the group echoed calls for more tax credits, including State Representative Sean Scanlon, who's exploring a run for state comptroller. He says tax reform should be a top priority in the new legislative session. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, the vaccine mandate for state employees in Connecticut will expire soon. Several companies in New York could face a racial equity audit, and Connecticut's commitment to protecting Long Island Sound. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont will not seek an extension of his executive order for state employees to either be vaccinated against COVID-19 or submit to weekly testing. He told state legislative leaders this on Wednesday. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Lamont held a private meeting with the legislative leaders to begin discussions on 11 of the COVID-19 emergency orders he'd like to continue after his pandemic emergency powers expire on February 15th. His decision to drop the state employee vaccine mandate takes one of his more controversial orders off the table. Lamont had already temporarily suspended the testing requirement for state workers just before Christmas. Lawmakers have granted Lamont 6 extensions of his emergency powers since the pandemic began 2 years ago. Republicans and some Democrats oppose any further extension. The issue will be considered when the General Assembly is back in session in February. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.
New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli is using the state's pension fund in an attempt to force several public companies to conduct a racial equity audit. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
DiNapoli sent shareholder proposals to 5 companies, Amazon, Chipotle, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Match.com. He asked the companies to hire a third party to analyze the company's impact on civil rights, diversity, and equity. The proposals asked that civil rights groups and employees share input on inclusion issues. DiNapoli manages the state's $268 billion pension fund and is an influential investor. Last year, it filed a similar racial equity proposal with Amazon investors, which narrowly failed. Starbucks, Airbnb, and Citigroup are among a string of major companies that have launched racial equity audits. Airbnb's audit resulted in eliminating users who refused to accept a non-discrimination agreement. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Long Island Sound is getting a new level of protection. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Officials are considering a $10 million plan to curb erosion in the village of Port Jefferson on the north shore of Long Island. Tennis courts at the Port Jefferson Country Club are just a few feet away from a steep bluff overlooking Long Island Sound. Utility pipes from the club that are supposed to be underground can even be seen from the beach below. A plan would install a steel wall at the bluff's base and a rock revetment to absorb wave impact. The village hopes to avoid borrowing money for the project by receiving state and federal funding. The city of Stamford, Connecticut, is preparing for Mayor Caroline Simmons to go on maternity leave later this month. She plans to take her leave on the 26th and enjoy the newest addition of her family while staying in close contact with her staffers. Simmons announced last September that she and her husband were expecting another son. They already have two boys. Jeff Curtis, the Board of Representatives president, is slated to take over as acting mayor per the city charter. The South Fork Wind Farm has received final approval to begin construction on New York's first offshore wind project as soon as later this month. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management permitted developers Ørsted and Eversource to build a 132-megawatt wind farm in federal waters 35 miles east of Montauk. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of 2023. Work will start this month by laying a 4-mile transmission cable from Wainscott to an electrical substation in East Hampton to bring power to up to 70,000 homes in eastern Long Island. Connecticut was one of the few remaining coastal states without a system to protect its estuaries. That's where the fresh water from rivers meet the salt water from the sea. They're surrounded by wetlands. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports that more than 52,000 acres of Long Island Sound have been designated as Connecticut's first National Estuary Reserve.
NOAA has selected estuaries and their surrounding wetlands between Old Lyme and Groton in southeastern Connecticut for preservation and research. Chantal Collier is with the Nature Conservancy in Connecticut. The group worked with state environmentalists, the University of Connecticut, and NOAA to bring this new level of protection to the Long Island Sound. She says it will help address the challenges facing this coastline between the Connecticut and Thames River.
There'll be opportunities to better understand their role in climate change and to conduct restoration activities to enhance their ability to mitigate climate change and better protect the communities that depend on these resources from storms and flooding.
Extreme weather, sea level rise, and erosion intensified by climate change this century continues to carve away at America's wetlands. In 1972, Congress created the National Estuarine Research Reserve System. This system monitors and protects coastal environments from habitat loss due to climate change and human activity. Other local reserves include the Hudson River Estuary in New York, Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island, and Wequepe in Massachusetts. Under Connecticut's designation, NOAA will provide guidance and about $1 million in funding each year to the reserve, while the state, universities, and local partners will manage the estuaries day-to-day from offices headquartered at the UConn Avery Point campus. The reserve will also jumpstart a regional coastal management plan involving local governments and communities in understanding the benefits of the estuaries. Frank Bolin is Professor Emeritus in Marine Sciences at UConn.
I do blame us educators to some extent, because we really haven't talked enough about some of the obvious effects of climate change right here and right now.
The reserve could also offer training opportunities for municipalities on how they can manage their coastlines. School programs can also engage students and teachers in hands-on science. The designation as a living laboratory will encourage scientific research without bringing any new restrictions to fishing or boating in the area. Bolin is a resident of Groton, where much of the coastline will be monitored by the reserve system. He describes his hometown as rich with coastal forests and grasslands, salt marshes, beaches and bluffs, and seagrass meadows.
As a kid growing up around in this neck of the woods, New England, and as a sailor, I very seldom saw 1 inch of rain in a day. Well, it's much more common for us to see over a few days inches of rain now. And those low docks have been raised twice in 30 years. Sea level is obviously encroaching slowly but surely.
The state estimates Long Island Sound will rise up to 20 inches by 2050. Preserving marshlands along the sound will provide local communities a natural barrier against the impacts of climate change.
So we have clear indication of effects here with us right now. We don't have to wait to 2050.
Bolin is also a member of his town's Climate Resiliency Task Force. The group backed Groton's approval of a resolution that requires climate change to be a key factor in the town's policies. The Groton Task Force welcomes the National Reserve System designation, but they're still worried. A future storm could wipe out most of the town's tax base located on the waterfront. In fact, the Long Island Sound is responsible for bringing in over $9 billion in revenue for the region. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. If you like what you hear, you can help us out by becoming a member at WSHU.org. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.